agenda this morning is a bill to 1222, an act to revise certain provisions regarding telephone and telegraph corporations. Representative Peterson.
May I speak from here?
You may.
You know, like all bills, they're important to somebody, and this is for the small telephone companies in South Dakota. It seemed like not too long ago, one of these companies went out to borrow some money so that they can fix their equipment up and get more service to their people, and the banker said no. And the reason the banker said no is that the corporations were only allowed to incorporate for 30 years, and he said that before you could get the note paid, the time would be gone and you'd be out of business. And all this bill does says it strikes the 30 years and may be perpetual. This is exactly what it does. And there is one other change in there. It seems like the LRC found another shell they could put to May. That's all it does, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Peterson. Any other proponents of House Bill 1222?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Darla Pullman Rogers, and I represent the South Dakota Telephone Association. That's a trade association of small independent telephone companies. Representative Peterson has done an excellent job of explaining what we're trying to do here in this bill. Telephone companies can incorporate under regular corporate law in Title 47, or they can incorporate in under 4930, which is telephone and telegraph corporations. And of course, we have different corporate or different sections in the code for special types of corporations, and this just is just one of many of them. And some of my members are in fact incorporated under 4930. And this particular section of the code was last amended in, I think, 1939, and it may come as a big shock to members of the committee, but I was not around then. I don't know. I knew you'd be shocked. I'm not sure where the 30-year limitation came from, quite frankly, and maybe that was in the original law. What we're doing here is just conforming 4930 to regular corporations, which may be perpetual, and that language is, in fact, very similar to regular corporations. I did check some of the other special sections in the code on corporations, and I cannot find a 30-year limitation in any of them. Probably the one that is the most similar to the telephone corporation law is the gas and electric corporation, and in that section of the code, which is in 4934, it provides that it may be perpetual, or if you put something in your articles that limits it, you can do that. So that's what we're doing here. I think there is one other change that LRC made, and that was to make it gender neutral in the very last portion of last few lines of the bill. The example that Representative Peterson gave you is a real example, and that's kind of how it came to our attention. The other thing that happens is sometimes the telephone corporation will forget that they only had 30 years, and then you have to restate and start all over, and so that's what we're seeking to correct here.
They don't have to dig up their telephone poles then.
No, I hope not. Or reincorporate.
They do have to restructure their and okay everything they did in the past that they should have done under the. So I'm not going to discuss anymore because you said we can't.
Thank you, Representative Brown. Any other proponents?
Thank you.
Seeing none, are there any questions of the proponents? Representative Broderick.
Thank you. I know I was in the banking business, and we had to, it seems like, refile about every 10 or 20 years. And I don't see anything in here where they have to refile for their corporate existence. Is that unique with telephone companies, or is the banking industry unique in that they had to refile or have to refile?
you know, it depends on how the banks are organized. I don't know for sure. I didn't check on banking. You know, you still have to, you know, file your annual reports for your corporation and keep them current in that way. But this would be to actually go back and amend your articles of incorporation and start and reincorporate, start the corporation all over. And that's what, for a regular corporation, if you have in your articles that your existence is perpetual, you would not have to start it over again. And that's the way most corporations are. Now, I'm sorry, I'm not real familiar with banking, so I don't know what section of the code they would have been incorporated under. But this would mean that, like most other corporations, you would not have to go back and start your corporation over again.
If I might, then how they filed their articles of incorporation with the Secretary of State, how does the state keep track of this corporation if they don't have to periodically refile or report their existence?
It would be just like any other corporation. Corporations are required to file annual reports, and if then there's a change, any change in their corporation, in their directors, anything that changes in that corporation set up during the past year, they would have to put that on their annual report, and then the Secretary of State's office would update that.
That's regulated under a different chapter.
Yes. That's.
Thank you.
They do file, yes.
Representative Broderick, this is a telephone bill. I would imagine they would probably call them. Are there any other questions of the proponents?
Sorry about that.
Any other questions? If not, are there any opponents to House Bill 1222? Seeing none, we'll close the committee public testimony to discussion and or action on House Bill 1222.
Mr. Chairman, I move to pass.
Do pass by Brown, seconded by Nesselhoff. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Bagalka?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Glinsky?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Metz?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Valandra?
Aye.
Siebert?
Aye.
Knoop?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, move consent.
Hold on a minute. That motion passes 13-0.
Right.
I do pass motion now.
No, I do. Move consent, please.
Consent by Brown. Second by Broderick. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?